My brothers and sisters in the Lord, probably one of the most comforting verses in sacred scripture is found in today's gospel. The words of Jesus, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." My friends, how many of us desire true peace? How many of us are constantly searching for peace? And how many of us are fighting the temptation of the evil one to constantly lose our peace? Because the peace that Jesus is speaking about, my friends, is not simply a peace of an end to war or violence or conflict. It's a state of the soul. It's trusting that no matter what happens today or tomorrow or what has happened in the past, God will always provide. Do we have that kind of peace? And do we rest in it? You see, my brothers and sisters, one thing that we have to strive for is a peace of the mind, a mental peace. How many people here are worriers? Or maybe you're married to a worrier. I was reading a little story. A young lady was speaking about her childhood. And in the article, she wrote that as a child, she always remembered that every summer, the family went on a vacation. They lived in Chicago, and so often they traveled by car to the lakes or to the mountains. And she said every year, the whole family would get into the car. Her dad would start driving. They would get on the interstate. And about 10 miles down the interstate, her mom would say, "I think I left the iron on." And as a dutiful husband, he would turn around. They would go all the way back home to find that the iron was not left on. And she said she remembers this year after year, that her mother was constantly worried that she left the iron on, that the iron was going to burn the house down, it was going to destroy all their earthly possessions, and then how were they going to survive? But something happened when she was 14. Once again, they got into the car that summer, and they were heading out to the lakes. And they got on the interstate, and about 10 or 15 miles down the interstate, her mom said the same thing. "I think I left the iron on." This time, her father pulled on the side of the interstate. He went to the trunk. He opened the trunk. He got the iron out the trunk. And he gave it to his wife in the passenger seat. And then he continued driving on. We worry about so many things. Jesus is speaking in the gospel today to the disciples on Holy Thursday, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, as we celebrate each year, in that upper room. And he's preparing the disciples that he's not going to be physically present with them. He's preparing them for his passion on Good Friday and everything that they're going to experience, even in their own lives, as they will be sent out to proclaim the good news of the gospel. And Jesus knows that they're going to face much persecution and opposition. Most of the apostles will become martyrs. They'll either be crucified or they'll be killed in the arena by the gladiators or the lions. You see, my brothers and sisters, Jesus was speaking these words to them as a preparation. "Peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives it, do I give it to you. Do not be afraid. Do not be troubled." My brothers and sisters, we may not face a gladiator today. We may not face the lions and tigers and bears of the Roman arena. But we do face our heartaches. And we do face our concerns, and we do face the things that we worry about. Our health, waiting for the diagnosis to come back from the doctor, waiting for a test to come in, We worry about finances. We worry about whether or not we're going to have a job, whether or not we're going to keep our job, whether or not our children are going to have a job. We worry about broken relationships and broken families and broken marriages. And the litany could go on and on depending upon our own personal circumstances. Yet despite all of those worries, Jesus says, do not be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. Peace I desire to give to you this day. And I want you to rest and feel secure in that peace. There's a story, true story, happened many years ago in a little town back in Oklahoma. The little town only had one church. It was a Lutheran church. And one day in this little town of Spencer, a huge tornado ripped through the community, destroying most of the buildings in the little country town, including destroying the church. And so after the tornado had passed, members of the community, along with their pastor, returned back to that little Lutheran church. The church was destroyed. You could hardly even find the foundation. Yet when they looked, right there in front of the church, still standing, was a small white statue of Jesus. His arms were in the upright position, if you've ever passed the one at Loyola University. Very similar to that. We call that touchdown Jesus. If you went to Loyola, but very similar to that. And they found great comfort that even in the midst of all that destruction, that statue was still standing. It wasn't until later on they learned the rest of the story, and that it was this. One of the families who lived very close to the church had arrived back before the pastor and most of the community. And they were salvaging belongings, and they found some things that belonged to the church, so they were bringing it back to the property. And when they got there, they saw the statue of Jesus had fallen over. And they said that the people of this town needed to see Jesus. And so, besides taking care of their own things, they took some time to stand the statue of Jesus back upright. Even though it was cracked, even though the paint was blown off, even though it was missing some fingers, the statue was there in order to bring hope. You see, my brothers and sisters, as a people of faith, that's what we're called to do. In order to bring peace into the world, peace into our own lives, and bring peace to other people, we have to bring the message of Jesus to them. Like standing up that statue for all to see, we need to stand up Jesus for all to see so that his love may radiate from our hearts. As we face our own difficulties, our own trials, our own tribulations, the whole notion of peace. And how, my brothers and sisters, do we begin to cultivate the peace that Jesus is speaking about in the gospel today? It begins with one important step. We have to live with God in the present moment. We have to live with God in the present moment. We cannot worry about what happened yesterday. We learn from it. We're redeemed from it. We cannot worry what's going to happen tomorrow or what might happen tomorrow or plan for every contingency that we can think of. It will drive us crazy. But we have to trust God that in this present moment, he is going to provide. Every single hair on our head is counted. We are carved in the palm of his hand. Some of you may have heard of the little fable about the philosophical clock. It goes back many years. One day there was this clock who was purchased by a farmer. And the farmer placed the clock on the wall there in his farmhouse. And the little clock after being wind up, began to think. And the little clock said to himself, you know, I have to tick twice every single second. And so he began to worry about how this was going to happen. It meant, he thought to himself, 120 ticks every minute, 7,200 ticks every hour, 172,800 ticks every day. Each year would have to tick 63,072,000 times. And in 10 years, it would have to tick 630,720,000 times. And thinking of those numbers, the clock passed out. It stopped ticking. Until the farmer went over there and kind of gave it a tap on the side. And then the clock realized, I can't worry about all those ticks in the future. I have to just worry about the one tick each second and make it through one tick at a time. You see, my brothers and sisters, we have to live with God in the present moment. We have to have faith that God always provides. And then, and only then, will we ever experience true peace. The peace that the Lord Jesus desires us to have so that we can go forth and bring it to others. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. My brothers and sisters, if we live with God in the present moment, if we trust that the Lord will always provide, no matter what may be heavy on our heart this day, then we just place one foot in front of the other, trusting that the best is yet to come.